Since 1957, Kraus & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Kraus & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We're talking about Jesus, the man under grace. Huh? He wasn't born with it. I'm going to say it again. He wasn't born with it. I'm going to show you too. I want you to say this with me. Jesus wasn't born with the ability. He grew in it. That word ability, that word is the word grace. He wasn't born with that grace. He grew into it. Verse 19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also do the Son likewise. He wasn't doing anything of himself. He was doing what his Father was doing. His Father said, go and raise Lazarus from the dead. See, the way we read it, you know, he dialogues with his disciples and that, but he's listening to the Holy Spirit. Don't go immediately. Wait 2 days. He's listening to the Holy Spirit, talking to him, guiding him, because that's his Father speaking to him. He's doing nothing of himself. Of himself in his humanity, Lazarus was his closest friend. He'd have probably left everything and went right to where Lazarus was in his humanity, but he did nothing of himself. How much do we do of ourselves when it comes to those close to us or those that can pull our emotional strings? Jesus let his best friend die. And then almost the time he got into the town, Mary and Martha was after him anyway. See, as you'd have been here, could you see out there what? If you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Then she said, well, I know he's going to be in the resurrection. Yeah. But he allowed it. Why? Because of his Father's. He's being led. Yeah, do we have this? You can read, there's more scripture there where he says, I do nothing of myself. He was a man under grace. He was a man that was led by the Spirit of God. That's the amazing thing about when you're led of the Spirit of God, guess what? You're going to be in the right place in the right time. And now, listen, you know, all the time, now understand, all the time, the Lord ain't going to tell you, take 3 steps forward. And 1 step to the right. He's not going to tell you. You know, sometimes he can get detailed like that. But that's not how he's going to always lead you. Sometimes you're just going to be at a venture. You know, just feel like, you know, I'm just going to go over here and boom, bingo, there you are. And all of a sudden, it's a God moment. And God said, and you can't really trace how you got there except that, see, you're under grace. And God is ordering your steps. And so stop trying to figure it out here, because see, this is the fellow that blocks you all the time. Because you think it's supposed to go A, B, C, D. It don't always go A, B, C, D. Sometimes God will skip to X and then come back up to J and then go over to W. And you wonder what's going on. Well, God is leading you. But you got to get this fella and empty him as far as trying to control your destiny and put your faith in trusting God. See, when you do that, when you put your faith in trusting God, right away it liberates you. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's not a cop out. It's not you relinquishing your responsibilities. In the midst of that, it's saying, I'm going to trust God here. I can't do anything about that but worry, and I refuse to worry about it now. I can't change it. I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to trust him. Lord, I give it to you. I'm believing you. I ain't going to think about it. I ain't going to worry about it. I'm going on my merry way. And now you're under grace. You going this way, you liable to bump into something. Amen. That's got that written all over it. You understand what I mean? Rather than trying to fix it yourself and worrying about it yourself. And you operating in your own righteousness. And it's filthy rags. It won't profit. You can, but see, you have abilities. That's the dangerous thing. You know things. You have experience. You can get some things done. But the things you're getting done, is it God doing it? You know when God's signature's on something. Boy, it's sweet as pie. It's pleasant. It's joyful. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he don't add no sorrow. I said, when God bless, he maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow. No regrets. Ain't it about time some of us stepped into that dimension of blessing? Come on, I said, ain't it about time some of us stepped on into that dimension of blessing where stuff you're getting and obtaining that you want, it ain't causing you sorrow for the next 30 years. Jesus constantly gave God the glory. I only do what I see my Father do. He works, I work. He never did anything of his own power. I hope we get this. This is amazing. He never did anything of his own power or his own ability. And he wasn't, I'm going to say it again, he wasn't born. And I'm not blaspheming. He was not born with this ability. Go with me to Luke. Give me Luke chapter 2, verse 40. I got scripture for my argument. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. There's a portion of scripture where he came back from Jerusalem. His family left, and they got a long way from Jerusalem and found out that Jesus wasn't among them. A lot of us are like that. We're just going on our journey, and Jesus ain't nowhere around. But when they found out, they went all the way back, and they found him in there disputing, or it wasn't really disputing, but instructing. Doctors and lawyers, they were questioning, asking questions. He had understanding of these things. And it says that he, when they came, they said, don't you know that we were worried about you? And he said, don't you know that I need to be about my Father's business? How many, it wasn't time yet? Well, actually it was. He was 12 years old. And in the Jewish culture, the bar mitzvah, you know, you become a man. But it wasn't God's time. See, before tonight's over, I'm going to show you some more things that's going to prove to you that Jesus was tempted like we were, like we are. There was no fake temptations. Like stuff didn't bother him, you know, he just nothing bothered him. No, matter of fact, he was bothered by a whole lot more than we're bothered by. Because he's touched with the feeling of all of our infirmities. Some stuff that's bothered you ain't never bothered me, or some stuff that bothered me ain't never bothered you, but Jesus suffered it all. Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and the child grew when he chose to humble himself to Mary and the family and come back. It says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. There was a strengthening of his spirit. You see, at his public ministry, at this time he wasn't there. He had to grow. There was that had to be added to him. He waxed strong in spirit. He was filled with wisdom. And look at this. And the grace of God was upon him. There was an ability coming from God upon him now. He could instruct the doctors. And you know, at that age, it had to be the grace of God. Amen. See that's the thing about the gifting of God, the grace of God on our life. It'll have you or put you in a place to do things that you could never do yourself. It takes you into a supernatural realm. When you operating in your gifting. Come on, when God is operating that gift through you, see, you don't operate that gift, the Holy Ghost operates it. Matter of fact, he gives it severally as he will. And then when he moves in, now you can try to move in it, but it's just flesh. But it's when he starts to move. You know, Elijah, the prophet in the Old Testament, when that anointing came upon him, at different times. He took authority over the elements. When he told Ahab to get to Jezreel, and Ahab took off in the rain, and the anointing came upon Elijah, he began to run. But he wasn't running like a man.
Amen. Amen.
He outran all those horses.
Amen.
Overtook the horses in the rain. So much so that he was waiting at Jezreel when Ahab arrived. Just, you know, it's gifting. That's what giftings do. They empower us. Amen. They empower us to do something we cannot do ourselves. Okay? So at a young age, the grace of God was coming upon him. Amen?
Amen?
As Jesus grew in wisdom, now this is important, and I encourage you, always pray and ask God for the spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Because as he grew in wisdom, he also grew in the understanding of God's power working in him. See, some of us here tonight, and this is not a criticism, but you don't really understand what's working in you. Or you haven't really grasped the grace, the ability that God has in you. Because your Holy Ghost is no smaller than the Holy Ghost in the person next to you. There's no little Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost in all of us. But as he grew in wisdom, he began to grow in understanding of how the power of God would work through him. Some of us don't understand that. There are times you could have laid hands on that person and they'd have been healed. And so sometimes your spirit starts bubbling up around a person you don't even know. And God wants you to go over and prophesy to him.
Amen, amen.
I don't know them. But your spirit bubbling. God, you understand? You have to grow in wisdom so that you understand. God is no respecter person. He don't care if they don't even speak English.
Right.
I was in a prayer meeting once in California. I'll never forget it. And show you how God's giftings work sometime. We were praying at a place called Christian Chapel. And my sister and a bunch of other people were praying. And a sister started to, someone was praying in Spanish. And then the interpretation started to come. But the person that was interpreting didn't speak Spanish. And she was saying exactly what she was saying in Spanish. And then God moved it a little deeper and someone started to speak in tongue, a language that nobody really understood. But then someone got the interpretation. And, you know, it was all crystal clear. So these giftings, we have to grow in wisdom to understand.
We are continuing in part 6 of Mega Grace, A Man Under Grace. Christ did nothing of himself. He was led by his Father. As Christ grew in wisdom, he also grew in the understanding of the power that God was in and through him. Trying in your own strength takes you out from under God's ability, his grace. But when you put your faith in trusting him, it liberates you. You don't operate your gifts. The Holy Spirit does. Oftentimes, your blessing is under your nose. Allow grace to move in your life. Proverbs 4 and 5 states, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Take the time to know God's way. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.